Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Joe from from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. I'm just conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. If you can help me out real quick.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your age, ma'am?
46.
Thank you. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispano, Latino?
Black.
Excellent. I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia? Definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level for motivation for voting in this year's upcoming election for mayors in November on the scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're very motivated. 0 to 10, ma'am.
10.
10, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say this year upcoming mayoral election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same?
Some more important.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel, have previously voted, do you think of yourself Democrat or Republican or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction of the city of Philadelphia is heading in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
You say how Philadelphia is running?
Yeah, with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed.
I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its jobs? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'm staying about the same.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, would you say crime and violence in your area in Philadelphia is getting worse, getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I'm getting.
Okay. Now, in generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city service in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I want to say it's poor. What's the one right before poor?
Just fair.
Just fair.
Okay. And how would you rate the city of trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's good for the most part. I don't have
okay. All right. And how will you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What department?
Philadelphia Police Department.
I don't even have an answer for that.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. No problem. Okay. And next, thinking about parks and green space in Philadelphia, do you think that there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space for recreation and leisure in the city of Philadelphia?
It's just the right space.
Okay. All right. I'm going to read you. We're almost done, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns. Some others in Philadelphia say that they want their next mayor to be focused on which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on. You may choose up to two. Okay. I'm going to read you, and you tell me from there. Reducing violence crimes in city, addressing homelessness, fixing roads and repairing potholes, addressing the opium epidemic in neighborhoods like Kingston, bringing more jobs and greater economic developments in all parts of the city, rooting out for corruptions in the city of government, cleaning up the trash and illegal dumping, improving the city K-12 public school system, addressing juvenile delinquency, creating more quality affordable housing, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, and reducing taxes. Which two, ma'am?
Excuse me? I'm gonna do the opioid in Kensington.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do the racial profile.
Okay, the racial profile. And what was the other one you said?
The opioid epidemic.
Okay, academic. All right, excellent. All right, there you go. What's that? Okay, there you go. All right. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means not too particularly warm and cold. Okay, I'm going to read you the names and you tell me from there. David O.
50. Just give everybody 50 because I'm really not sure, like, who I'm
okay.
Here
for. I just got to read. Still, I got to read to you, okay? The working family parties.
50.
All right. The Democrat Party.
The Democrat Party?
Yeah.
Give them 100, I guess.
100? Okay. Josh Shapiro?
I'm actually like Josh. You can give him, you can give him 100.
Okay, thank you. Jim Kenny?
Jim Kent, no, you can do 50 for him.
50, okay, thank you. Joe Biden?
You can give him a 200.
A what?
The 200, didn't you say 200?
No. 100, ma'am.
Oh,
it's from 0 to 50 to 100.
Oh, okay. I'll just take 200. All right, 100. You can get my.
Okay. All right. And Charles Parker.
You can get him 50.
50. All right. And Dwight Evans.
You can get him a 52.
All right. Thank you. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but what if November 7th general elections for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, who will you vote for? Democrat Shirley Parker,
yeah,
or Republican David O?
I'm Shirley Parker.
Thank you, ma'am. And how certain are you that you are going to support Shirley Parker in the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain, fairly certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
I'm certain.
Okay. And next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in the mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. And candidates, we would like to ask you about it. Shirley Parker, other people will be asked about different candidates. For each of the following statements, please tell me how much they apply to Shirley Parker's. Use 0 to 0 if you don't think it applies to her. Or a 5, you think it's somewhat. Or a 10, that you think it completely applies to her. Okay, here's the first one. Put what rights above a person's policy. 0 to 10.
10.
It's honest and trustworthy. 0 to 10.
Give her a 5.
5. Has a right approach to the city budget and finances.
10. Mhm.
All right. Is it inspiring?
A 10.
Okay. and has the right approach for policing and fighting crime.
A 10.
10. And shares my values.
A 10.
Thank you. Brings bright back to the city.
A 10.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, these will be the last ones, okay, ma'am? So I don't take too much of your time. Now, next, I would like to ask you your opinion about some of the policies that Shirley Parker says she wants to enact if she is elected as the next mayor in Philadelphia. For each policy, please tell me you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. I'm going to read you three statements, and you'll tell me from there. Making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs or being visibly high on incapacitated in public or on the SETA, I strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. Making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods. Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. And making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round for 7:13 a.m. at 6 p.m. for academic achievements for young children and jobs and work for our workforce training for high schoolers. This will allow parents to work full time without having to worry about child care for their school-age kids. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly support.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, now these be the last two. Yeah, all right. See? Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some of the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you're very convincing, 5 means that it's somewhat, and 0 means not at all convincing. This November, Philadelphia will elect its 100th mayor, every previous mayor, all 99 of them going back to the year 1691, has been men. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for a chance. We have the chance to elect Shirley Parker as Philadelphia's first African-American woman mayor and chance to turn our city into a new direction. But Shirley Parker is more than just a history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who was born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck by paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence, poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for a chance of the city that at least need. 0 to 10.
Ten.
Thank you. Cheryl Parker understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's so much trash in the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings, creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why, as Mayor Parker has planned to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well into every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay living wage and teach skills to help people enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up the streets and create jobs and communities while doing it. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. All right. And sometimes over the course of serving people, opinion change. Let me ask you. Please rate your level for motivation in the year's upcoming election. You said 10, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And once more, I know still a few weeks away. November 7th general election for the mayor of Philadelphia were held today. Who you vote for? Democrat Cheryl Parker or Republican David O?
Oh, Cheryl Parker.
Okay. Thank you. And last one, questions, statistical purpose. What was the last year of your schooling that you completed? 11th grade, high school, some college, college degree, postgrad?
I got an associate's degree.
Okay. Thank you so much. And married, unmarried, single, separated, widow? Ma'am?
Single. I'm sorry.
Single.
I bet you heard
that. No problem. No problem. Do you have any children 18 under or living in your home?
I don't got no kids under 18. My kids over 18.
All right. And thinking about your approach of political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Very liberal.
All right. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day, okay?
Thank you for your opinion.
Woo!